From the workstation selection page, we see that the type of work being performed generally determines the appropriate working posture. In other words, the work tasks determine the workstation configuration. The workstation configuration table shown here provides a list of characteristics to consider when determining whether to design a seated or standing workstation. These include lateral movement. Can the work activities be performed within a seated workspace, or is frequent movement required outside the comfort zone? What about the task durations? Are they sustained or intermittent? How about the required hand heights? Are the work activities performed less or more than 6 inches above the work surface? What about the weight being handled? Does the work involve more than 5 pounds? How about the reaches required? Is all of the work performed within the comfort zone? How about the force exerted? Is it less or more than 5 pounds? What about the clearance required for the knees and feet? Is fine manipulation required? How about foot pedals? When we consider the type of assembly work required within these workstation characteristics, we can see that a standing configuration fits our needs best. It's important to remember that these workstation selection characteristics are only a guide. They do not replace your professional judgment. In addition, sometimes there are other factors that influence your final design decisions. For now, we'll plan on a standing workbench. Let's turn next to the question of workbench height and depth.